Hi there. Thank you for joining us for this podcast today. My name is Sonia Loya. I am a therapist at Jasper and Associates in Farmington, New Mexico. And I'm here today to speak to you about how do we manage our busy lives with combining all of the things that we have going on, like our physical well-being. How do we manage our psychological well-being or our emotional well-being, our spiritual or personal or professional well-being? How do we bring all of that into balance with some people going to school, some people working full-time and having families? This isn't an easy task for any one of us. However, this is one of the things that I love to do with clients, is to give them examples of what they can do for each section in our lives. So when we're thinking about our psychological well-being, what does that include? How can we maintain that part of ourselves while balancing all of these other balls in our lives? So we can start meditating, start doing yoga. We can do therapy. We can journal. We can do personal self-reflection. Those are some of the things that we can do. I always try not to overwhelm clients with more than at least three things that we could add to bring balance to our life. With our emotional well-being, we could learn some grounding techniques, learn to set boundaries that we haven't set and we're spread too thin. We can do artwork, we can do music, we can do counseling. For our spiritual well-being, a lot of people kind of get stuck in this area. They think they have to go to church or they have to be part of some type of community. But really, our spiritual well-being can be doing our artwork, doing whatever offerings or thanksgiving. We can also include meditation. We can be part of a community, something that helps us to feel grounded and spiritual. For our personal lives, we can continue to learn and create. We can garden. We can journal. We can do inner reflection. We can do art. We can take classes. There's all kinds of things that we can do for our personal well-being, especially if you're an extrovert. You want to be part of some type of art community, music community, or some kind of spiritual community. Those things are very important, especially for extroverts. Introverts are a little bit different. They get more rejuvenated when they're more in quiet places, more still. So meditation, yoga, those are better opportunities for introverts to feel a little bit more connected personally. And of course, family. We don't ever want to leave our family or out of any of our circles unless they're very dysfunctional and they make us have a lot of anxiety. And then we can learn to set boundaries around that. Our professional well-being is learning to be practical and practice, explore our trainings, our professional growth, our continued learning. Those are very important for professional growth. I believe personally that when we have a supervisor that helps to guide us, that can be a great supportive network if we have a really good supervisor. And for our physical, a lot of people think, well, working out, but we can walk our dogs, we can work out in the yard. There's a lot of things we can do to help our physical well-being, learn to eat more clean, have fun. Having fun is a physical act. We can play with our children, our grandchildren, our animals. We can take a training course with our dog. There's all kinds of things we can do to stay physically active. So hopefully you can bring some balance into your very busy lives, and hope this was helpful for you today. Thank you.